Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby, a tax attorney, and I'm here with my dad, Imran Rasby. We are a father-son team at Higher Ground Financial Group.
And riskfeestaxes.com, how to minimize those so you can keep more of your money. We always want to work on keeping more of your money to in your hands instead of somebody else's hands.
Exactly. And we get a lot of questions from clients about charitable giving, right? They say, well, I support these charities, and I want to make sure the charities get the different donations, but how do I do that with the best impact for taxes?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to donate anyway, what's the best way to do it to minimize your taxes?
Yeah, we've talked about CRUSTs before. That's charitable remainder unit trust. That can minimize or eliminate capital gains tax, give you a big tax deduction, and also it goes to whatever charity you want at when you die. And it can even go to your own foundation, and that can go to specific charitable causes that are near and dear to your heart. So there's a lot of things there. We get a lot of questions. We've gotten a lot of appointments from CRUD, but there's other things too. Some are QCDs?
QCDs, Qualified Charitable Distributions.
So what does that mean?
So this is a really cool tool. And I was just discussing this in a board meeting because I'm on the board for a local chamber music concert series near my home. And that's a 501c3 organization, and people donate to it. But a lot of people have been disappointed with donations that they're giving to the charities and to the churches and stuff for the last, 7-8 years or so, since the first Trump tax cuts took effect, because the standard deduction is so high now that most people don't itemize anymore.
Right.
Right? There's not enough charitable deduction plus the taxes and the mortgage and all that.
So you may give some money away, but you don't get any benefit for it.
Exactly. So if you're giving away, let's say your house is paid off, you don't have a mortgage, and you're not in a super high tax area, and so you only have $5,000 of taxes. Now your standard deduction as a couple might be $30,000, and you only give $10,000 or $15,000 to the charity. That's less than your standard deduction, so you don't get any tax benefit from the charitable donation. So there's a couple options. You could put 2 or 3 years worth of donations in 1 year and lump them together. That lets you itemize 1 year. But a better option, if you're over 70 and a half, you have to be over 70 and a half. And the reason this came up in my classical music board meeting was because most people that enjoy classical music are retirees.
Right.
And they often are over 70 and a half. So people that are donating to a cause, if you're over 70 and a half, you can have the IRA or the 401k make a direct contribution to that charity of your choice, and it goes right off the top. You get that deduction, even though you can still take the standard deduction on your tax return, because it's called an above-the-line deduction. And this you can do for your RMD. So if you have your required distribution, let's say your required distribution is $30,000, but you only want $10,000, you could take $20,000 and give it directly to charity. As long as it doesn't go through your bank account first, it's got to go from the IRA directly to the charity. Then you don't pay any tax on that extra $20,000. You only pay tax on the $10,000 that you wanted to take out and spend. Mm-hmm. So it's very useful of a tool for people that have charitable intent, and they may have RMDs that they don't want to use off. You can give the RMD directed to charity. There is a limit. The limit is $105,000 or so per year. So you can give up to that much per year. And that does cover a lot of people's charitable giving.
So if you're going to donate effectively and take advantage of some of the rules that are there. So instead of not getting a tax deduction, let's get rid of some of your RMDs without having to worry about that. So that's called QCDs. And it has to be done properly, because if you mess up and have it come to your account and then go, then it doesn't work. So you got to have to make sure it goes directly. Make an appointment with at riskfeestaxes.com. We can help you and explain to you how it works and how it may affect you specifically. We can take a look at your taxes and see, what the situation is, see if there's a way to minimize some of the taxes there. So that's one option. And then there's something also called the donor advised fund. What is that?
A donor advised fund allows you to give money away and get a deduction for it, even if you're not sure where that money's going to be given yet, or you don't want the charity to get it all at once. See, some people say, well, I've been supporting this charity for the last 15 years, and I'm going to give them $1 million, but I don't want to give it all at once because maybe I won't like how they spend it, and maybe their leadership's changing. I want to wait and see. So you don't want to give it all at once. So you can put money in the donor advised fund that allows you to choose where to give it later, but you get the deduction today. So that's really useful. And oftentimes we talk to clients, if they have an idea to give money to charity in your will or your trust, let's say a portion of your estate goes to charity. Don't do that. Yeah, you don't get the deduction while you're alive. Might as well get the deduction while you're alive. Yes, if you give to charity at death, that reduces your estate for estate tax purposes and so on. But giving it now also does that because it's also outside of your estate.
Right.
So there's really no reason to wait till you die to leave the charity. Leave it now so you can get the deduction. Even if you don't know exactly where to give it, put it in a donor advised fund or put it in a CRUT, a charitable remainder unit trust, which we've talked about on the show before. With a CRUT, you only get a deduction for what the IRS considers the present value of that donation because they know it's not going to actually go to the charity till you die. And in the meantime, you're getting an income from it. So with the CRUT, you get a deduction often for about half of what you put in. So if you put $1 million in the CRUT, you only get about $500,000 of deduction. But you also avoid the capital gains. You also get a pension from that for the rest of your life. So there's a lot of other benefits you get. And you get that deduction now instead of waiting till much later. A donor advised fund, you get a deduction for the entire thing now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you may not be able to use it all in 1 year. So you can spread it out over a few years where you can use that deduction, because there's a limit to how much you can use each year. But that is much better than waiting till you die and leaving it to charity then, because then you don't get the tax benefits. One of the cool things about giving a large amount to charity while you're alive is that you get that deduction. You can go to your IRA and convert some to Roth without paying any taxes at all. But that's not useful for at death because you don't get that deduction when you die.
So if you don't give it away anyways, might as well get the best advantage possible by doing it correctly. And so go to riskfeestaxes.com, talk to our tax advisor, our attorneys, and they'll give you some ideas that you might not have thought about that would actually benefit you more than if you do it the normal way.
And let's use an example, a case study, all right? Because sometimes people say, well, I do want to give to charity, but I don't want to give a lot, and I still want to make sure my kids get plenty, and I don't really know how much I'm going to need during my lifetime, so I'm kind of hesitant to give it all away now in case I need some later, and in case I give too much and then my kids will get some. So there's a client we had. She had about $500,000 in Microsoft stock, very highly appreciated Microsoft stock. So if she sold the stock now, she would pay a huge amount of capital gains, over $100,000, because she had bought it back in like 1998 or whatever.
Or if she gives it to her daughter now, then what happens?
If she gives it to her daughter now, then her daughter doesn't pay tax currently, but if she ever sells the stock, she has to pay tax on all of that. So inheriting the stock would be nice, but the mother is still pretty young. It may be quite a long time. And she thinks she wants to reduce the position in Microsoft. She doesn't want as much exposure to Microsoft. So she said, I want to sell it. So what we were able to do is we were able to set up a CRUT, the Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. She takes the stock and she donates it to the trust. The trust can sell the stock and there's no capital gains on that. So she avoids the $100,000 of capital gains. Then she gets a giant tax deduction. If she's 65 years old, she gets about $222,000 of deduction. Mm-hmm. So she can take that over to her IRA and make it Roth. That IRA was going to go to her daughter, but now instead of going taxable, it'll go tax-free. And all the growth for the rest of her life is all going to be tax-free. So that's great. Now, the downside is this $500,000 that was going to go to the daughter, that money is now in the CRUT. So she's getting a pension from it, the client is, but the daughter doesn't get that when she dies. The charity gets it. So
the daughter gets a tax-free retirement account and the Roth instead of an IRA.
Yep. So the daughter does get the IRA, which is now Roth IRA. But let's say the mother doesn't really need the income currently. She decides she might need some of the income later, but she doesn't really need the income now. So she takes the income from the CRUT, the pension, which is $25,000 a year. She pays some tax.
Right.
And she then puts the remainder into a life insurance policy.
And so automatically, immediately, your daughter has inheritable assets that are much larger than if you just gave the money to her.
Yeah, it might be $700,000, it might be $1 million of tax-free death benefit, even in the first year. So what you're doing now is you're taking this asset that would have been a huge capital gains. You got rid of the capital gains. You put in the CRUT. Now the church is going to get $500,000 when you die. So that's great. Now, if you wanted to give the money to the church, now the church is going to get an extra $500,000. But the kids are not cut out of it because you're using the income from the CRUT
right.
to buy life insurance to replace more than replace that. So now it's going to be $1 million maybe when you pass away. It's all tax-free.
It starts off at $1 million, but the longer you live, the bigger it gets. So by the time you actually die, it might be $3 million.
And then the Roth IRA, which you were able to convert super early, is now growing completely tax-free for the rest of your life. So in this example, our client was so happy because she got rid of the capital gain.
Yep.
She gave a Roth IRA to her kids instead of a regular IRA with all that growth for many, many years. She gave the life insurance, which is twice as much as the stocks were. And the church gets $500,000 as well. So everybody wins except for the IRS.
What a day.
If you have charitable intent of any kind, even if it's a small amount of charitable intent, talk to us so we can give you a streamlined ability to take the best tax advantage that you can out of this. We want you to use a deduction and be able to take it.
And that's why you need tax attorneys. I mean, CPAs are great, but they'll tell you what you owe. They're not really going to put a plan together that's going to help you mitigate taxes long-term or put a real plan together that helps you keep more of your money. That's where you need a tax attorney and really need to strategize what's important to you. What do you like? What are you thinking about? And do the right thing. And there's we got just another minute or so. I want to talk one more thing about the taxes. What about a deferred sales trust? Here we have 1031 exchanges. And so if you sell a property, you don't want to pay capital gains. You can buy another property, but all you're doing is kicking the can down the road and creating a more problem later. A deferred sales trust is one way you can get out of that, right?
Yeah. So you can defer the gains on the property. You can take it in installments over a time period so that you don't pay all the capital gains at once. You still have to pay them though. So
but the only way to do a piecemeal.
Pay a piecemeal.
And hopefully be in a lower tax bracket because you're doing it a little at a time instead of $500,000 at one time.
Yep. And there's really two different types of trusts that are called DST. And still, if you hear a DST, it could be a deferred sales trust or it could be a Delaware statutory trust. Both of those are distinct. They accomplish some of the same goals, but they are very different in how they work. So you need to talk to us to find out some of the differences. And if your advisor is just talking about just do a DST and not clarifying which one of these it is, maybe you need an advisor that has a little more knowledge on
right.
some of the differences. Because they are different, and some work in certain situations, but not others. So make sure you go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
The key is don't make decisions without more information from a professional that actually understands the laws. And that's where a tax attorney comes in.
Yes. If you have an advisor that's giving you advice and it's about taxes, look at the email and the statement that you get from him. Is if it says, this is not tax advice, this is not legal advice, consult.
Don't take tax advice.
Yeah, so why are they giving you tax advice? And that's the difference. Now, on this program, the advice we're giving is general information. So it is not specific tax advice or legal advice to you. But when you meet with us and when we give you actual plan and recommendations, they do come with, this is advice from a tax attorney. It's legal advice. It is tax advice. So you can follow that and rely on it. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.